Looks like Christmas.
I always love to do it, but I'm so, so grateful that you all are here again for Thanksgiving this year. So I just want to say happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you all for being here.
You outdid yourself again this year. That turkey is better than last year, and I don't even know how that's possible.
I tell you, the secret is in the brining.
No?
Oh, Jill's not looking for a recipe. She's just happy we get to come here every year, so she doesn't have to cook.
I love it. The more the merrier here. I'm already planning my Christmas menu.
It's true. It's true. She starts planning the holidays during, Labor Day?
Oh, come on. You think I, get a little carried away? Maybe just a tad?
A tad? Huh. Are you kidding me? Come on. Come December, you are like Santa on steroids.
I love it, though. I get all the cooking and the baking and
the decorating and the shopping.
Caroling, the eggnogging.
Not to mention single-handedly mounting the school's Christmas spectacular every year.
Mm-hmm. Every year.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Uh-oh. Her eyes are turning red and green.
Make your fun. Make your fun.
We know you do, honey. We love you for it. Nobody does Christmas like you do.
Nobody.
Mm-mm.
And that's how you earn the nickname of Christmas Carol down at the school.
Okay.
Night, outside a house, Terry Evans unloads a container from the back of the vehicle. He pauses and looks around. He enters the house, where Amelia Evans unpacks other containers.
Okay. This is the last of them. You know what? I actually think we set a new speed record this go around unpacking.
Well, this isn't our first time at the rodeo. What's this, the third time in 2 years?
Yeah. And I know it's not always easy, kiddo. But at least with this hotel project that I'm supervising, we're going to be here for at least a year.
In that case, let's hang a few pictures on the wall.
Good idea.
Yep.
What do you got there?
A family photo.
Oh, yeah.
The Amelia's mother in the photo with the two of them.
You know, Mom, she loved the flocked Christmas tree.
You know what? That's what we need to do this year. Put up a tree. We need something to warm this temporary rented decor.
You are absolutely right. We're going to get a tree this year. And you know what else is going to happen this year? We are going to spend some quality time together, just me and you, this holiday season. That is a promise.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, you believe it, kiddo.
Oh, dinner's here, finally.
All right, I got it.
Terry goes to the door and greets a pizza delivery driver.
Hi, I got a Thanksgiving special for Terry Evans.
Yeah, that's me. Here you go.
Awesome, thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Take care.
Yeah.
He takes the pizza to a coffee table.
Okay, here we go. Oh.
What's Thanksgiving at the Evans home without a large veggie pizza with turkey sausage?
Hey, count your blessings, kiddo. I had to call all over town to find a pizza place that was still open. All right. Who's ready to carve the first slice?
Me.
I'm going in.
Okay.
Mm. They eat.
Mm. Yum.
Who needs turkey, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. I even put the cranberry in a separate dish so it won't spill.
Wow, good. Well, with any luck, we will be eating right through to the end of February.
Isn't that a good thing?
Jill approaches Carol.
Honey, do you think that maybe you're still cooking for your ex-husband and your in-laws?
What are you talking about? I've been divorced 4 years.
I know. Look, here's an idea. How about just cutting the recipes in half and, I don't know, maybe think about getting back out there?
We've already had this conversation. No thanks.
Oh, come on. Why not? Look, you have so much to offer. There is more to life than being a real estate agent and supermom.
Have you ever heard the phrase, once bitten, twice shy?
Yeah, and how about love is lovelier the second time around?
Oh.
Carol pretends to be sick. She continues putting food into a bag.
I like my life the way that it is.
Okay. You know what? Your BFF will MYOB. For now.
Thanks.
Yeah.
They gather at the front door.
Well, Carol, you did it again.
Well, that's my job.
Thank you so much for a fantastic meal. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. You too, Brian.
Thanks, Principal Higgins.
Dude. You don't have to call him that outside school.
Right.
Okay, so are we doing the open house at Mackenzie Place on Elm?
Wait, what are you talking about? It's going to be Lucky Lou's. I'm going to have a chance to finish my Christmas cards.
Finish?
Right.
Okay, love you.
See ya.
Thanks for dinner. Come on. Oh,
thank you.
Oh.
Carol takes the wreath off the door.
Well, you do realize it's still Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, on it for a few more hours.
She walks with her arm around Brian. As she puts the wreath on a shelf, she notices a gold ornament. She smiles slightly as she picks it up and takes a closer look. Then she adds it to a box of other ornaments and carries it out of the room. Daytime. Christmas decorations adorn the front of the house. Inside, Brian walks down a decorated staircase.
Oh boy. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
He sees Christmas decorations throughout the room, on various furniture and all around the fireplace. Carol lies with her eyes closed on the sofa.
I blame it on the elves. Well, that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Brian looks around the room. Shopper video on a laptop.
I've never seen it that busy.
Wow.
I'll get it.
It's packed. Haha, amateurs. I avoided Black Friday shopping by doing mine online.
Stack of boxes.
Yes!
She's good. Real good.
Yeah. I mean, who'd want to be out there in that?
Heavy traffic in a parking lot.
This is ridiculous.
Come on, let's go.
Dad, it's not their fault. There's nowhere to go.
Well, I mean, look at this. Should we just turn around and try this another day? What do you think?
No, I need you to close for school on Monday. It's bad enough starting a new school mid-year.
Well, by the time we get into this parking lot, it may actually be next year.
Why don't you just drop me off here and pick me up in a few hours?
What? Come on, I thought we were going to spend some time together.
We did, sitting in traffic.
Well, that's great. That's great quality time there.
Come on, Dad, I need a new look.
You need a new look, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you do. You're going to kill me, you know that? All right, just go easy. I'm still paying off your last look. Easy.
Okay, we'll see you later.
All right.
Thanks, love you.
Yeah, love you too.
Amelia gets out after a hug.
Bye.
Bye.
Carol and Brian leave their house.
You know what the worst part about long weekends is? The Monday following.
He carries a musical instrument and backpack to the car. Terry and Amelia.
Have you seen my keys?
We're gonna be late, which means I'll be the new kid who walks into class with every head turning around and staring at her.
At least it'll give everyone a chance to admire your new outfit. Relax, all right? I'm going to get you there before the bell rings because I have the keys. All right, hair, makeup on the way.
Okay.
Chop, chop.
Let's go.
A sign in a lot reads, fresh cut Christmas trees. Carol and Brian.
Can you guess what we're doing here? Come on, let's go.
What are we doing here? I'm going to be late for school.
No, you're going to be fine. I left the house a couple of minutes early. Are you taking mine? Take them in. Pick it out. We gotta go fast.
No, I gotta be going to school right now.
Hi.
You're gonna be so tickled when you see what just came in.
Well, then you've got the Blue Nobles. Oh.
Shipped in fresh this morning. And I'm not gonna put these puppies out until the older ones sell, but you can have the pick of the litter.
See that? That's how you get the best Christmas tree.
Carol smiles with her arm around Brian. Brian and the salesman carry a tree.
All right. Just swing your end over here. All right.
Carol helps them get it onto the roof.
And one, two, three.
Carol drives with a big smile on her face. Terry drives Amanda, who frowns.
Please hurry, I hate being late.
No, I know, me too. We're fine.
Carol.
Well, you know, honey, it is your last year of middle school, so I was hoping that you would grace the stage with a little saxophone solo for the Christmas spectacular.
Let me go with my pat answer of years past. No, no, and I don't think so.
Perfect. I'll take it as a yes.
You know I don't like being the center of attention.
No, but you're so good. You're a member of the band.
Yeah, or I'm surrounded by other instruments. Strength in numbers.
Well, I hope you'll reconsider.
I just hope you lower your expectations.
I never.
Hold on, I'll make the light. Watch out!
The tree falls off Carol's car.
There we go, made the light.
A huge truck runs over the tree on the street. Carol turns to Brian, eyes wide.
See, Mom, that's how you destroy a Christmas tree.
Oh.
She punches him playfully. The light turns green.
Don't forget your socks.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Holds a basket toward two girls.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Good morning.
Principal Higgins.
Welcome to Brookswood, Amelia. Home of the Bobcats. Now, I know mid-year transfers can be a little difficult, but we're going to do everything we can to make this transition as painless as possible.
Thank you.
No tests or pop quizzes?
Aha. Can't blame her for trying, right?
I'm afraid that's out of my jurisdiction. Okay, homeroom is 215, and it starts in about 3 minutes, so you better get a move on.
All right, I'll walk you over.
And hold my hand. Adam 14, I think I'm good.
Really? Okay, I'll see you after school then.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Terry picks up a PTA flyer.
What's the meeting about?
Today is the start of the holiday kickoff here at Brookswood. There is a lot to do. But lucky for me, there is a super mom here on campus, and she takes care of a lot of the heavy lifting.
I see.
Carol.
Merry Christmas. You're new here.
Yes, Amelia Evans.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You headed to the PTA meeting?
What are you talking about? It's my last Christmas spectacular. It's gonna be the best one ever.
Why do you put so much pressure on yourself? You're like a Category 5 hurricane. Ooh, with candy canes.
Yep.
These aren't just for students, right?
No, I mean, what?
I didn't have breakfast.
8:05.
Principal Higgins in the meeting.
A big round of applause for Carol Montgomery for helping revive the Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
It's been fun. Thank you guys for all of your help.
Great. I don't know where you find such boundless energy and enthusiasm, but I'm glad you do.
As are the rest of us.
It's always flattering. Please go.
And now to discuss the upcoming Christmas spectacular, the very same Carol Montgomery.
It just gets boring, doesn't it? You guys, I'm so grateful you're here again this year. It's going to be the best one ever.
Sorry, Dora, I didn't, is this the PTA?
It is, come on in.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hello, I'm sorry.
Welcome, right. Do you want to grab a seat?
Yes, okay.
You do have a child here.
Guilty as charged.
Okay, have a seat.
thank you, sorry I'm late.
No problem. We were talking about the Christmas Spectacular. We do it here every year. This one is going to be better than ever.
Okay.
I think we're just going to go with the traditional that we always do, the holiday classic sung by our fantastic winter choir. Does anybody object? Mm-hmm.
Terry raises his hand. Principal Higgins points to him.
Yes. I'm sorry, I've missed your name.
Oh, Evans.
Evans.
Yes. Well, I was just listening to you there, and it sounds to me like maybe you're kind of doing the same show year after year, and I just wondered, would it be fun to try something different?
Well,
try something new?
We've been getting better year after year, of course. I mean, and it's something that we all look forward to. It's been doing very well for us, so we don't really see any need to, shake that tree.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the Christmas classics as much as the next person. I just wondered, since it is called the Christmas Spectacular, to an outsider, it sounds that maybe it's becoming a little ho-ho-hum?
Ho-ho-hum. You haven't even seen it.
What'd you have in mind, Mr. Evans?
Oh, I don't know. Let me think. I mean, just off the top of my head, how about a holiday talent show? That would be something new for our kids to throw themselves into, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And break the hearts of our beloved winter choir.
No. Nobody would be excluded. No, let's turn the spectacular into a Christmas-themed variety show. Everybody's welcome.
You do know that Christmas is about honoring the tradition of years past.
Says who?
Says tradition.
And what about new traditions? I'm sorry, I so don't mean to challenge you. I'm just spitballing here. I don't know. It's silly.
No. We love a good spitball.
Okay.
Glad you said that, because I think some of Mr. Evans' ideas have merit.
Carol turns to Higgins.
Sure. Jugglers? What do we get next? Go-go dancers? Rappers? Mimes?
Yeah, look, if it'll help, I would be happy to volunteer. I'd like to volunteer.
Carol, where's your welcoming spirit?
No, I like it. I mean, we love volunteers. I don't know if you know what's involved in it. I mean, there are a lot of rehearsals first, and then, you have the auditions, of course, leading up to those, and,
You know what? I promised my daughter I'd get more involved in school this year, so what the hey? I'm in if you'll have me.
All right, right. It's settled. This year's Christmas Spectacular has found itself a new co-chair.
Yeah?
Oh, no, excuse me, Mr. Evans.
Oh, no, please, call me Terry.
Terry?
Yeah.
I'm Carol Montgomery. I have a son in the 8th grade, Brian.
Hi, Carol. I've got a daughter, Amelia, same grade.
Yes, yes, yes. I met that beautiful girl in the hallway. Oh. I hope you don't think I was too stiff back there. I'm not used to fathers being so eager to get involved.
Carol, I get it. Believe me, okay? I mean, I've been a backseat dad most of my life, and that's kind of why I'm getting involved and trying to help out here. Just...
I guess we have our work cut out for us to make something super special.
I guess we'll be seeing a lot of each other in that case.
Apparently.
At a car.
Oh.
Something the matter?
I just wish I knew the joker who drove this car. They cut me off this morning on the way to school.
What?
Yeah.
That is terrible. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm sure whoever this joker is, it was unintentional.
Well, I'm sure that's easy for you to say. You were the one that had to slam on the brakes, watch your perfect Christmas tree flying to the intersection, get trampled by a semi, killed by Noble.
That's not right.
No. Out-of-state plates.
Yeah. Yeah.
This wouldn't happen to be your car, would it?
Terry lowers his head, then clicks his car remote.
Carol, I was running late this morning. We had to go through the thing, and I had no idea what happened.
Just when we were starting to have things get a little bit less awkward between us, Terry.
Carol walks away. Terry throws his hands up.
That's beautiful.
What do you think, he's married?
Well, he wasn't wearing a ring.
Yeah, but I don't really think that means anything anymore. You don't have to wear a ring.
Really? Everyone who's married wears a ring, no?
Yeah, well, you and I do, but I don't know that everybody...
Let's get to work. We have, about 100 programs to fix for the Christmas tree lighting ceremony, so that should go quickly.
Carol goes inside and begins to work with Jill and Sarah.
What?
Oh, no.
I'm not gossiping, guys. We have a task at hand. Let's do it.
We're surprised that you held it together for the PTA meeting this morning.
They don't own Christmas around here.
Well, not officially, okay, but we all kind of assumed that you had a lease with an option to buy. Yeah. I'm sorry, are we going to talk about how good-looking he is?
Did you see those eyes?
Right, and the jawline.
High, and the height. Perfect for...
Yes, for her, that's what I was thinking.
He's volunteering so that he can be with his daughter. He said so himself. I think it's a super idea.
Okay, honey, you know what? Wait, let's just leave this thing alone for a little while. We still have a lot of programs to make, right?
I'm not even upset that he's going to join the festivities. I'm more upset that he cut me off this morning with his car and my tree went into the intersection.
You think he's got a nice car?
Did you notice his style?
You think he's got a good job?
Wow, and the way he talks about his daughter.
Oh, do you think he recycles?
Do you think he's single?
He wasn't wearing a ring!
Terry at home.
Even though we don't start demo of the Old City Library until the first of the year, I've got quotes on electrical and plumbing coming in before the holidays.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Because I do want to give you the heads up, we may have to move up the timeline on construction.
Why? What's going on?
Possible legal snag. I should have more news by tomorrow. But this could be a working holiday.
Look.
I know you've been gunning for that permanent position
at head office.
Yeah. Only for the last 4 years now. Any word from your end?
Not yet, but I do know that all eyes are on the success of this hotel.
Right. Well, guess I'll just have to make sure we deliver at my end, won't I?
Good to hear. Talk to you soon.
Penelope Manners ends the call. Terry rests his chin on his hand. Amelia stands below a staircase and checks her cell phone. Above her, Brian tries to hang a poster. It falls near Amelia.
Sorry.
She reads the poster.
What's this? Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
Yeah, thanks. Just helping my mom.
Oh, so you must be Christmas Carol's son.
Yep, Brian Montgomery. And you really don't have to call her that.
Amelia Evans, a.k.a. the new kid at Brookswood.
So how are you finding it?
So far, it feels like I'm sinking into a quicksand of midterms.
You know, my friend Nelson, he just started a study group if you want to come join us.
A study group is exactly what I need right now.
A new member to keep our noses out of the game box and in our books is exactly what we need right now.
Okay, I'll see you later.
All right, see ya.
Terry and Amelia walk through a door.
So, how was your first day?
It fell somewhere between Buffalo and Pittsburgh. But Pittsburgh was definitely the worst.
What was so wrong with Pittsburgh?
Don't you remember? I had me and Mrs. Madison for homeroom and got stuck sitting between the Tussle and Taylor twins for the whole year.
I forgot about that. Well, in that case, today was definitely a very Pittsburgh-worthy day for me.
What? What did you do? Tell me you didn't embarrass me.
Why do you immediately go to the embarrass me place, huh? I could have had a flat tire, a parking ticket. You don't know.
Because I've never once seen you get a flat or a parking ticket.
Smarty pants. No, I just, I had a little bit of a run-in with the queen bee of the PTA, that's all.
Wait a minute, that was us that cut Mrs. Montgomery off this morning?
You heard about that today at school?
Some of the kids are talking about it at lunch. Everyone calls her Christmas Carol, so basically, you made enemies with the nicest mom at Brookswood.
So, I guess this means you're going to be downgrading your day even further.
Not yet. I just met her son, and he let me join his study group for upcoming midterms.
Yeah?
Another fun part about always having to move on the fly.
I'm sorry, kiddo. I know.
No, it's okay. I'm sorry.
Once I get this promotion, though, we're going to have that permanent home we've always wanted. Senior construction supervisor, huh? I can feel it.
Me too. And until then, maybe you can help me memorize all of the symbols of the periodic table.
Do I have to? Do I have to? I don't want to. Of course, of course. But you know what? Before we do that, I think you and I, we need a little stress reliever. Get in.
Okay.
Yeah?
The Christmas tree lot.
Time flies. Feels like we were just here.
Very funny. Now, where's Clyde?
Oh, hey, I forgot to tell you. I volunteered for the school Christmas spectacular this morning.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Your idea of school participation is usually dropping me off in the morning.
Hey, I'll tell you, this dad just got an upgrade. In fact, it's a whole new operating system. What do you think of that?
Okay.
All right, let's see if this tree is ready for us.
What happened to the nobles? This morning there was a whole truck full.
What happened to the one I sold you?
Well, it sort of flew off. Yeah, yeah.
Now it's roadkill.
A bit of an incident.
Why don't we just buy that one there? Looks the exact same.
Are you kidding? That's a Scottish pine.
And what's the difference?
What's the difference? A noble is far superior. It keeps its fragrance and color, and it lasts all through the Christmas...
Forget I asked. You don't have an Irwin?
No, I'm sorry. I just sold the last one. Ugh. To him.
Carol!
Terry. You flocked my noble?
I don't know about that, but isn't this a beauty? Hey, Clyde, thanks so much. This is exactly what I wanted. This flocking looks amazing. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope you get what you're after. Okay.
Bye.
Carol glares at Terry, grabs Brian by the front of his shirt, and walks away. At Terry's.
A little to the left. Perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That was a great idea, kid. I mean, that really warms up the room.
Just wait until we decorate it. You'll need to pick up some ornaments since our things are in storage.
Right. Will do. Okay. So, have you thought about dinner?
I don't know. Have you thought about how you're going to make up with Christmas Carol?
How was I supposed to know that she had a special arrangement with the owner, huh? I mean, I was just trying to be nice.
Don't get me wrong, Dad. I love you to bits, but sometimes you can be a bull in a china shop.
Oh, really? Well, you shouldn't underestimate me, because this dad knows how to extend an olive branch. And in this case, one with lots and lots of pine needles.
The salesman outside Carol's door with a tree.
Clyde, what are you doing here?
You know that guy that flocked your tree? He came back to the lot and he got you this. Said he felt guilty about buying the last blue noble. He left this card. I tried telling him you're the kind of lady that likes to pick out her own tree, but he was mighty insistent.
Sounds kind.
You want me to haul it inside?
No. Just leave it there. I think I have an idea for it.
You want me to give you a call when the next batch of blue nobles come in?
Oh, I'd love it. I'll give you some pumpkin nut bread in exchange.
Bribes are always appreciated.
Wait. You wouldn't happen to have his address, would you?
Amanda writes in a notebook.
Honey, can you get that?
Yeah, for sure.
Amanda opens the door. It's Carol.
Mrs. Montgomery, come in.
Thank you. Oh, I just wanted to welcome you and your father to Woodside. That's one of my famous pumpkin nut breads.
Amanda opens the box of bread.
Oh, my gosh, that smells incredible. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Carol.
Terry.
Why don't you two talk?
Oh. Amelia leaves the room.
I wanted to thank you for your generous gesture of the Christmas tree. It was very, 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 very sweet.
No, that is the least that I can do, believe me. Have you had a chance to decorate it yet?
No, I was actually going to donate it to the stage for the Christmas spectacular.
You repurposed my Christmas tree?
Mm-hmm. The production still needs it. And my son and I really like to get our own Christmas tree each Christmas.
You really are all about your traditions, aren't you?
Well, I really think it's important for families.
I'm beginning to see how you got your nickname. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for the pumpkin bread. That's very kind.
Thank you for the Christmas tree.
Which you gave to the school.
A gift that keeps on giving.
Apparently.
Have a super night.
Good night, Christmas, Carol.
Carol walks out the front door.
Yeah.
Save the library. Thank you.
Carol, Jill, and Sarah at the tent outside the school.
Lighting ceremony, the Christmas spectacular, and now trying to save the Old Town Library.
Yeah, you know what? You either need to run for mayor or get a new hobby.
Mayor?
Oh, come on. An active mind cannot live in an inactive body.
More quotes, huh?
Yeah.
How about all work and no play makes Carol a dull girl?
How can I be dull? I sell houses, save libraries, gossip with my friends. Thank you.
Hey, by the way, I got the 411 on the new guy in town.
Oh, Terry?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So you two are already on a first name basis?
Ah. So Terry is a widower. Wife passed away 2 years ago. Works as a construction supervisor for this huge development firm. Travels from town to town, starts a project, finishes it, and then moves on.
Where do you get all your intel?
Huh. Town gossip never reveals her sources. Uh-huh. But I am married to the school principal.
It's gotta be a lonely life, don't you think? A little nomadic traveling around with your daughter? Can't be easy.
Well, maybe he's just never met the right person to settle down with.
Yeah, maybe he hasn't.
You know?
Carol walks away.
Oh, shut up. Save the library! Save the library!
You're no fun, you know that?
We have a bit of a fire we need you to put out, Terry.
The Preservation Society is up in arms over our decimating 100-year-old library.
A structure that we legally own and have permits to tear down.
After the first of the year.
Yeah.
But if the Preservation Society manages to get the courts to hear their plea before then, we are looking at a costly delay in construction.
Which is where you come in. The courts can't stop us from building if the structure no longer exists.
So we need that library torn down by Christmas.
Okay. In order for me to make that happen, I'm going to have to pull some extra permits, plus I'm going to have to find a crew willing to work through the holidays.
Terry gets a text from Amelia, studying at Brian's. What's your ETA?
Then I guess you need to start working your magic. Now.
I'm going to start making some calls right now, guys. I'm on it.
Penelope smiles. Terry frowns. Amelia's study group.
Okay. First major Civil War battle. You guys?
Sorry. It's just hard to study when all I can think about is Christmas break.
Did I hear Christmas break? Can't come soon enough, right, guys?
Oh, well, on that note, I bid you all adios. That's French for goodbye. My mom's texting. Dinner's ready.
One step ahead of you.
Oh, I'm afraid my dad's a little slow on the text return.
That's okay. She can stay for dinner, right, Mom?
Oh, well, we're only having chicken piccata.
Considering the fanciest thing at my house comes out of a frozen block, I would love to stay for dinner, Mrs. Montgomery.
I might allow it. If you agree to call me Carol.
Okay, Carol. Thank you.
Carol, Brian, and Amelia at the dinner table.
Napkins, guys. Where are your manners?
Carol, this is delicious.
Thank you.
Step up from TV dinners, I bet.
Yeah, my dad has no problem building a designer kitchen, but his cooking chops pretty much stop there. So, do you get to spend time with your dad over the holidays?
Not so much. More in the summer.
Yeah.
Well, his dad travels.
internationally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I know the drill. When my mom was alive, my dad would fly home for weekends when he was out on location with building sites.
That must have been hard.
Yeah, it was. I can't think of one dance recital, of one softball game, one parent-teacher conference that my dad didn't miss because of work. But I know he's trying to make up for it now. That's why he volunteered to help with the spectacular.
Of course. He wants to spend time with you.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably him now.
Okay.
Carol stands and walks to the door.
So, is your mom twisting her arm to be a part of the spectacular?
No, actually. She's twisting both my arms.
Wow. Look at this place. I feel like I'm entering Santa's lounge.
What, you think it's over the top?
No. It's beautiful. And yet, it feels like something is missing.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe something about a very special Christmas tree that only you like to pick out.
Yes. My mom's got bigger fish to fry. She's doing the Christmas tree lighting in the town square. You guys should come.
Yeah. It only took 2 years, 5 bake sales, 2 rummage sales, and a couple of car washes to pull it off.
It's a shame you haven't learned how to get more involved.
And we'll be there, right, Dad?
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely, we will.
Great.
And by the way, thank you for letting her stay for dinner. I mean, whatever you guys had, it smells incredible.
Well, she might have mentioned that you didn't get to cook tonight, so we made you a little takeout. Could I get it, please?
Carol, that's very kind of you. You don't need to do that.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry also that I'm a little late picking up this one, but I am being pulled into this quagmire at work.
Yeah.
You know, the hotel project that I'm supervising at the town square where the current library resides.
That's your project.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it turns out that the Preservation Society is trying to stand in the way of progress, and they've actually, get this, they have filed a petition to prevent us from tearing down that decrepit old building. I mean, people.
They just don't understand what progress is, do they?
Right?
Dad, I think that Carol may be on the Preservation Society.
Oh, no. No, I'm actually not on the Preservation Society.
Yeah,
I'm not
at all. Scared there for a minute.
I'm just personally responsible for the petition to keep the library.
Of course you are.
You do know that the library was the first building erected since Woodside was founded?
I sure do now.
Yes. Well, bon appetit.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. I've suddenly lost my appetite.
Carol opens the front door.
Yeah.
A city government building. Terry speaks to a man inside.
But we've already got approval to start tear down on the library after the 1st of January, so what's the holdup?
The city commission has returned your request. They require further explanation on your amended date of demolition.
Our completion date has been pushed up, so we need to break ground immediately in order to make our deadline.
Okay, state that here, and I will hand it back to the planning commission.
Okay. Any way to put a rush on this?
I can't make any promises this time of year, but I'll try my best.
Okay. Thank you.
Signs paperwork. Carol and Jill.
Okay, so what is going on with you?
I think I'm excited for the Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
Then why does your face look like you just swallowed a Christmas tree? Oh.
How was I supposed to know that Terry was responsible for the hotel going up?
You couldn't have. Just like he couldn't have known that he was going to cut you off and send your Christmas tree sailing. You two cannot seem to get out of each other's way.
Oh.
Maybe it's kismet.
Maybe it's karma. So what did I do?
I don't know why you're being so hard on yourself about this.
I don't know. Maybe I was getting used to being frenemies with him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually thought it was a nice gesture on your part to let Terry hold open auditions for the Christmas Spectacular without you.
Wait, what?
What?
Open
auditions?
Carol storms ahead.
Oh, darn it!
Students practice as they wait in line to audition. Carol walks past them. Students perform for Terry.
That's great, guys. Thank you. We'll be in touch, all right? Okay, who's up?
Really?
Come on in.
I'm up.
What?
You're going to hold open auditions without even telling me, Terry?
Carol, relax, okay? I'm not cutting you out of the process. I'm just getting a leg up. That's all I'm doing.
Oh, a leg up with what? A 10-foot... What is that anyway?
Right, I thought that was a fresher take on the old traditional Santa. Uh-huh. We've seen it a million times, right? It's just something new.
I don't understand. Why do you just want to throw away tradition, Terry?
What is your objection to anything that's modern and forward-thinking, like Like the old Forgotten Library,
for instance. It's not forgotten. The old library. Right. The old library has a very dear place in my heart. I don't understand why you want to put a big concrete, like, eyesore.
Eyesore? No, let me tell you, that is actually a hotel that your town, this town, desperately needs.
Well, just because it's new doesn't make it better.
And then just because it's old doesn't make it right.
Are we talking about the Christmas record?
That doesn't really make a difference.
What is the difference? Are we talking
about the... Guys!
Principal Higgins.
See you for a second in my office.
Terry and Carol point fingers.
You did this.
Look at that.
No,
that, that's
now we're
my fault.
Go to the principal's
really,
office.
That's my fault.
This is what you made up.
Right. We can talk about that.
Okay.
Excuse me, guys. Let the lady through. Thank you. Thank you.
Outside the principal's office, the two sit with their backs to each other.
You don't like me very much, do you?
I don't. I don't know you well enough to like you. Oh.
What else can I tell you to help push you over the edge?
You having fun? You think this is funny? I love Christmas. It's important to me.
Trust me, I know, okay? I got the memo. I got the minutes to the PTA meeting. I even got the newsletter. Believe me, I'm up to speed on this.
Carol turns and looks at Terry. He smiles and turns away.
Oh, by the way, I got your empty food containers in the car.
So someone got his appetite back.
Well, I ate something, didn't I?
She nods and smiles.
No, it's actually really delicious.
Of course it was.
I know, it was very good.
They glance toward each other. In Principal Higgins' office.
Okay, so which one of you has a difficulty playing well with others?
Obviously not me. I'm a walk in the park.
More like a walk off a cliff.
Well, if you didn't swoop in like Hurricane Terry.
What? Okay, let's not go down this road again. I think the key to making this work with you two kids is compromise.
I could not agree more.
I could not agree more.
See, that's what I'm talking about. It's not a competition. Now, obviously, Carol, you want a more traditional theme, and you want to do something a little more modern.
And never the twain shall meet.
Hopefully.
Hang on. What if you combine the two? What if you worked on the theme of Christmas past, present, and future?
I like it.
Really?
What extra surprise?
That is literally the first thing we've ever agreed on. What are the odds that's going to happen again?
Probably never. Terry points as she leaves the office.
Can always pray for a Christmas miracle.
Terry and Amelia.
Relax. I didn't embarrass you. I promise.
Hey. If you just give her a chance, you'll actually see Carol's really nice once you get to know her.
I'm trying, honey. Believe me, I'm trying.
Carol at an open house sign.
So you got called into the principal's office?
Yeah, what about it?
You know, it wouldn't kill you to keep your mind open to new ideas.
I'll do it if you do it.
Outside at the tree lighting ceremony.
Having fun?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Jill, Carol's best friend.
Huh.
I have heard a lot about you.
I am sure you have. I hope you don't hold it against me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess you got a little more than you bargained for when you and your daughter moved to Woodside, huh?
It would appear so, yeah. But you know what? I really think we're going to be able to iron out our wrinkles, you know?
Glad to hear it. Truth is, you're good for our Christmas, Carol.
And how do you figure that?
You give her a run for her money. I think life's much more interesting when we meet a few challenges.
I guess you're right. You know, I've never really thought of it that way.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the mayor of Woodside.
Right. The first official Christmas tree lighting ceremony began in 1945 to welcome our troops back to their families after the end of World War II. The ongoing six decades, it became a city tradition until budget cuts forced its closure. Well, luckily for us, one very determined resident made it her mission to bring this time-honored event back to Woodside. Ladies and gentlemen, Carol Montgomery.
Carol and Brian step up.
You're welcome, Miss.
Thank you, thank you.
Carol.
And I love you. My friends, my family, our family, Woodside family. I think people make fun of me because I often talk about how much I love tradition. And this ceremony is a part of my affection for this particular holiday. It's because we get to take a moment, stop, reflect, be with our families, sit by the fire, make cookies, and remember how much we love each other and how much we care for each other. This tree is for our families and this beautiful community. Merry Christmas, Woodside family. For you.
Terry and Amelia clap with the crowd.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Brian presses the button, but the lights do not light.
Okay, I'll
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
He tries again.
Okay. Little glitch. Okay, why don't we bring up my favorite caroler? Where are you? Come on, Beauty.
Judy steps up.
Okay.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree.
Dad, you need to do something.
I'm not so sure, kiddo. I think maybe I should stay out of this one.
But you know how to fix it.
Carol struggles with the equipment.
No, oh, go.
Oh. All right.
Terry walks to the podium.
Carol, do you want some help? Let's see.
Do you know what you're doing?
Maybe.
Terry examines the equipment.
Oh, isn't this fun?
Amelia watches with a concerned look on her face. Terry adjusts the wires.
Yeah, you got a loose wire here.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is it.
The lights turn on. Carol looks at Terry, smiles and applauds. Carol looks toward Terry as she throws her arm around Brian.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lights glow on the highly decorated tree as snow falls around it. School exterior. Brookswood Secondary.
Hey, Carol.
Home of the Bobcats.
How are you?
Terrific.
How are you? Not too bad.
High fives.
Hey, Terry. Epic save.
Carol watches students high-five Terry.
Bye, Carol.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Well, well, well.
Hi, Carol.
If it isn't the town hero.
They stand several feet apart.
Oh.
He gestures to the theater.
Yeah.
They turn and enter the theater through separate doors. Inside the theater.
Everything okay?
Yeah. Sure. Why?
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I have some silly thoughts in my head. You know what? I love that you came in and just totally saved the day last night. It's fantastic. I'm very appreciative. I worked so hard on that project. And then with one fell swoop, you just came in and became the hometown hero.
No, Carol. Carol, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
Never mind. You didn't steal my thunder.
You sure?
I said I was being silly, okay?
No. This is not being silly. I mean, quite the contrary, actually.
Okay.
Listen, Carol, you're not busy trying to always be perfect. You're actually really endearing. Okay.
Wow, is that a compliment?
Yes,
Thank you, I think.
Compliment.
You think I've always tried to be perfect, huh?
No, not try.
Oh.
You are. I mean, seriously, Carol, I have no idea how you get half the things done in a day that you do. I mean, you're like some kind of whirling dervish with Christmas ornaments.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think.
I have no time management skills. I'm in awe of you. I mean, I'm always borrowing from Monday what I didn't get done on Friday. It's ridiculous. I mean, case in point, this is work.
Terry looks at his phone.
Ew. Carol, I am so sorry. I'm going to have to cut this short. I have to run.
Okay. We didn't really, even talk about the show.
No, I know. Hey, here's an idea. Why don't you bring Amelia over to my place after study group? We'll do all of this at my place over dinner. What do you say?
Oh, it's a date. I mean, a work dinner.
Yeah, it's a working dinner date.
You'll cook?
I'll even cook. There you go. I have to go. Okay. I think this Christmas past, present, and future... It really has potential.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, I'll see you tonight.
Okay, today, dinner.
Terry in his kitchen.
Yeah, you put the pan on there, you put the oil in the pan, turn up to high, and then you brown meat. Where am I supposed to find brown meat?
If you're asking that question, you're already in trouble.
Well, I'm kind of a work in progress here, folks.
That's a bit of an understatement. And besides making a mess, what are you making?
It's kind of a sloppy Joe meets beef stroganoff thingy.
Good combo.
Well, I hope they meet quick because I'm starving.
Yeah.
I think you might be burning.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry, guys. I am kind of cooking impaired here, if you haven't noticed.
We've noticed. Why do you think Carol's here? Maybe you could teach her how to cook something?
No,
anything?
No.
My mom can make a gourmet meal with, like, two ingredients.
There you go.
That's pledging it.
Two?
Yeah.
I mean, I could probably even swing three if we're pushing it. You know,
Terry opens a virtually empty refrigerator.
I don't want to miss out on that sloppy stroganoff.
Actually, you do.
You definitely do.
This is for you.
Oh, Carol, you didn't have to bring dessert.
Oh, we didn't. We didn't.
Ornaments.
We just had a few extra. Thought you might want to get a jump start on your empty tree.
You really do think of everything, don't you?
Duh.
Well, I know how to put these to good use. Care to help?
Yeah, sure. Just work up my appetite.
Okay. Should we take another look in here?
Okay. Let's see what we got.
All right. It ain't pretty.
No, it ain't. The key to a good chef is always keeping one key ingredient on hand that can turn any dish from yucky into yummy.
She tosses Terry a garlic clove.
Garlic?
Doing good here.
Carol, this smells so good already. What do you call it?
Cooking.
Very funny. All right, I think I've got these all chopped up. What do you want?
Nice job. Now you're going to bring them over here. Going to gradually add them in with garlic.
Okay, I can do that.
A pan on the stove.
Ooh, sizzle.
Great. Nicely done. Okay, and a little bit of salt.
Salt. A little more?
More is better with salt, usually. Okay.
Yeah?
Yep. Dash of pepper.
Okay, say when.
When. Okay, now you're going to let it, are you ready for this word?
Well, now I'm actually a little scared.
It should be.
What?
Simmer.
You know, I've actually heard of that word. I have. It's a good word. You know, simmer.
As they stand at the stove, Carol smiles at him. Then they share a laugh. Amanda and Brian hang ornaments.
Well, yeah. I was glad you turned out today at the auditions.
I'm telling you, Carol, if we get all of these kids together and we can really nail down that theme we're talking about, Christmas past, present, and future, I'm telling you, this is going to be one great show.
All of the kids, you mean all of the kids that auditioned are going to be in the recital?
Well, it's a little thing called Christmas spirit, Christmas carol. You know, I think you are a little familiar with that concept.
No. Okay,
okay.
Gentle, gentle,
okay, okay,
gentle.
Okay, okay, okay.
So good.
Can I try
and
this?
Voila, you have just made your first meal.
Terry samples the food.
That is so good. So what do I make here?
Escargot.
He turns to Amanda.
And you said I couldn't cook.
All four talk in front of the fireplace.
What if for the present section, we combine the modern day take on the dance with the sugar plum fairies with your very beloved Santa on stilts.
Okay, now that's just crazy.
Oh.
No, I like it. I think it's entertaining. It's visually surprising. And yet, very traditional.
All right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, you two. You haven't offered anything for the festivities. What are you going to contribute?
Right. I mean, it's very un-Christmas of you, I'd say.
Yes, it really is. Almost Scrooge-like.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about maybe doing our recital of Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I like
it. Yeah?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we could put that in part of the Christmas. Christmas past.
Okay, I'm in.
All right, great.
Amelia to Brian.
And what's your hidden talent?
My superpower? Well, it's hidden, even to me.
He plays a mean saxophone.
Get out, really?
Yes. That's why I volunteered to help decorate. I like to decorate things and then just stand as far away as I possibly can.
Okay.
I see.
Tonight was really good, you guys.
Yeah. I mean, this was very productive.
Well, I think so. And we decorated.
We have covered a lot of territory here. This was good.
Work dinners, they might be a good idea.
Kind of a good idea. In fact, I bet we could even do this again if, you know, we wanted to do that.
Carol smiles, as do Amanda and Brian.
Hey, I have an idea. If you two are willing to do a little cleanup, I was going to invite your mom out for a little Christmas surprise.
Sure, yeah,
yes,
we can do that.
Wait, I don't know. What kind of surprise?
Well, if I were to tell you,
then it would be a surprise.
Thank you.
Tree lot.
So you said that you like fresh, right? Well, you're not going to get any fresher than these. And by the way, may I add, these are all Blue Noble.
You know,
favorite.
I noticed that.
did you?
Mm-hmm. So what do you do? You actually take the tree out of the pot and you plant it in the ground.
All right. Living trees are an environmentally friendly alternative to cutting down trees. They're meant to be replanted. And who knows? You might even find a new tradition out of this.
Well, let's not push it.
Right. Anything here catch your attention?
Carol looks around. Terry looks at her. She turns to him and smiles, then walks towards some of the trees.
That's a winner.
Yeah. Let me get you that tree. I need to get you that tree.
She stares at him. When he offers his arm, she takes it and they walk arm in arm. The bear tree now inside Carol's house. She stands across the room. Brian comes downstairs.
I don't believe it.
What?
Christmas tree isn't decorated.
It isn't?
Sure you're feeling all right?
I just thought you would be surprised if you came downstairs and saw that I didn't decorate the Christmas tree last night.
Yeah, well, I am. Seems like you're putting a dial on your Christmas enthusiasm.
Never. I just thought we would have a little party, maybe invite a couple of people over, see if they wanted to help us decorate the tree tonight.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
On stage at the school.
A song for you, a song of Christmas cheer to a neighbor good and true. Love and joy come to you, and a Merry Christmas too. And God bless you and send you a Happy New Year. And God send you a Happy New Year.
So that is so good.
That's great.
Great
That's
job.
Terrific. Go off stage right, please. And we're going to have Amelia come on. Amelia, come on out.
Amelia walks on stage.
Hey, honey.
Carol and Terry.
Should I start?
Yeah,
yes,
start, honey.
Start.
Okay. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care.
Do you know what we could do to make this more lively?
What?
If we bring out the characters and have them around stage with her, would that be a good idea? I would love to see Nelson as a mouse. Or maybe we could... What? It's a bad idea?
No. I was just about to say the exact same thing.
Oh, you were?
No, I was, I promise.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting annoying. Us
what
agreeing
is?
All the time.
Oh, the agreeing. Yeah, I'm beginning to think that you put something in the pasta primavera last night.
Maybe you
what
did.
What did you do?
Tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
I was kind of hoping that
and he whistled and hollered.
We could return the favor and have you over for dinner, maybe a little treat trimming party tonight.
That would be really that's definitely yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I've got to take this. Carol, do you mind?
No,
do you get this? Okay. Yeah, Penelope, I'm on it as we speak.
St. Nicholas.
Yeah, I got it.
Amelia frowns.
But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
That was great. So terrific. You're going to go off stage right again, honey. And now, you know what I want to see? I want to see the carolers come out for Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And let's try it with the unicycling juggler and the hula hooping elf. Come on, guys, all come out on stage at once.
A student enters on a unicycle. Carol conducts the singers. The government office.
Yeah. The Planning Commission approved the permits. We can begin demolition immediately.
That is Christmas music to my ears. I'm sure the folks over at the Preservation Society won't be pleased, but that's no longer a problem, thanks to you.
Now, all you need to do is find a crew to tear down that library
by Christmas before a judge can hear their petition. You can't save what doesn't exist.
Terry looks down.
Terry, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Good job. Talk to you soon.
Night, outside Carol's house. Inside, kids decorate the tree.
A living Christmas tree. How very progressive of you.
Oh, I thought it was time for a change.
Well, somebody convinced her to switch from the old tradition of buying a pre-cut trees from the corner lot.
Oh, somebody.
As long as you don't change the recipe for your famous pumpkin bread, I'm thrilled.
Never. Never. Boy. You made fast work of this, guys. It looks great.
Yeah, well, I guess eight hands do it faster than one, huh?
Mm-hmm. I bet.
This is the last of the decorations. Figured you should do the honors.
Carol smiles at Brian. She approaches the tree.
Okay. What do you think? Here? Here?
Yeah, it looks good. Great.
She hangs the Santa ornament.
Looks great, you guys.
Gorgeous tree.
Gorgeous.
Good job.
Honey. Hey, your dad's gonna come, okay? He just probably got...
How about that work? I know.
Okay, people. I just want to dedicate this little ceremony to everyone who helped make it possible. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yay!
Lights the tree.
Yeah.
Carol opens the door for Terry.
I'm so sorry. I'm late.
Come in, come in. You're not late.
No?
Well, maybe a little.
A little?
She's on the steps.
All right, thank you. Hey. Hey, kiddo. I'm sorry I'm late. That took a lot longer than I expected.
Amelia doesn't face him.
And I see you're still mad at me.
Yep, and... By the way, you missed a really fun tree trimming party.
Oh, honey, I...
Amelia, I could really use your help in the kitchen if you don't mind, honey.
Carol leads Amelia away. Terry watches.
Right there.
Carol speaks to Amelia in the kitchen.
It's none of my business, but your dad really is trying.
You don't know. He does this all the time.
Some parents don't have flexibility when it comes to their work commitments.
I understand, but with my dad, this seems to always happen.
Always? That's a big word. You told me he was volunteering so we could spend more time with you.
Yeah, and now see what he's doing?
Well, don't judge us on a pass or fail scale. None of us will leave unscathed.
Yeah, prize and company excluded.
Don't polish my halo.
Snow falls outside the school. Kevin watches students perform on stage.
That is great, guys. Thank you. Everyone, that's going to be a wrap for today, okay? Check the website for your schedule tomorrow, and let's do it all again then. All right?
Good job, guys.
Jill enters.
Hey, Terry, have you seen Carol?
Carol, let's see. She is out shopping for period costumes for our caroler. She wants it to look very authentic, as you can expect no less from Carol.
True. You know, I don't think that Carol's really the phoned-in type when it comes to pretty much anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, on that note, tell me, has Carol always been this gung-ho about the Christmas holiday?
She would probably say yes, but the truth is she's been kind of dallying up a notch since her husband left.
Oh?
4 years ago. She didn't see it coming. Broke the news to her right after Halloween. That was the year that she barely got out of bed the whole month of November.
She was really blindsided, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. But Carol's not really the feel-sorry-for-me type, so she took a month or so to bounce back. Right in time for the holidays.
Just a month or so. Are you serious?
Oh, you don't know our Carol?
Well, maybe not totally, but... I mean, I think I'm starting to.
Jill pats Derry's leg and leaves.
See you.
Terry sits alone with a slight frown. Daytime, Terry's house. Terry on his sofa as Amelia enters.
Hey, you.
Hey. What's that smell?
It's called cooking.
Look who's turning into a born-again chef.
Yeah, Carol has told me all about the magic of the crock pot. You just pour everything in there in the morning, and then 6 hours later...
Terry reaches for his phone.
Work again?
He puts his phone down and closes his laptop. Amelia sits next to him.
Listen. I know I haven't managed to strike the right balance between work and personal life just yet, but I want you to know I am really trying here, kiddo.
No. I've seen her not even struggling.
It's just, I don't know, lately I always seem to find myself caught just trying to do what I think is right, and...
You know, maybe instead of trying to do what's right all the time, you should try doing what's best.
Did you get so smart?
He pulls her close and kisses her head.
I love you.
I love you.
She rests her head on his shoulder. Night, Terry stands outside the library. Carol approaches him on the sidewalk.
Did you call me down here because you're having a crisis of conscience, or do you want to fight?
Well, maybe a little bit of both after you hear what I have to say. My boss has forced me to find a loophole around the Preservation Society's petition altogether.
They walk down the sidewalk.
What, do you want me to tell you something to make you feel better?
No, I don't. Oh. No. I want you to tell me why saving this old library is so important to you and the society.
It's not the building. It's the past. It's what it represents. It's the history. It's what it means to Woodside. It's tradition.
It's tradition. What about the future and where we're headed? What about that?
Both can exist at the same time, can't they? They're both important. Right?
Terry pulls out his phone.
It's Amelia wondering when I'm coming home.
How are things going with you two?
It's actually getting better, thanks to you.
No. She just needed an ear.
You've been a good influence, and I'm not just talking about Amelia. You know, when my wife passed, I got into this weird place where I was always just worrying about tomorrow. And I'm telling you, being around you the last couple of weeks has given me this whole new perspective.
So?
Showing me that the little things in life really matter. You know, like cooking dinner for my daughter, for one.
I think we're all doing the best we can.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we do.
I got so stuck thinking that I didn't need anyone. Started to believe it was true. Until you.
It sounds like a really lonely existence.
It was.
Yeah.
Can we change?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out myself, to tell you the truth.
She rests her head against him.
But I think that sometimes it just takes a leap of faith.
He cups her face in his hand and they start to kiss. A snowball.
Oh. Oh, no, you don't. Okay. Oh. Okay. You watch.
You interrupt the kiss, buddy.
At home, Terry works on an architectural design. He drinks coffee as he leafs through papers. He pours another cup of coffee. Amelia enters from another room.
I thought I was only dreaming I'm still baking cooking.
Well, since it's midterms day, I figured you could use a good breakfast.
Terry's paperwork on the table.
Looks like I wasn't the only one pulling an all-nighter. What were you trying to build, Rome in a day?
Something like that, yeah.
His laptop.
The Preservation Society, I thought they were the enemy.
Maybe not. I got to thinking what you said. Maybe I should stop doing what I think is right and start doing what I think is best. What?
Nothing. Dads. They grow up so quickly.
We bring to you gifts of frankincense and myrrh.
But they're beautiful. Yeah.
No, but seriously, lovely. What is the deal with her?
Yeah, you know what? You've been painting the same brick for the last 20 minutes.
Have I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, golly. I'm a little distracted, I guess. I saw Terry again last night, guys.
Okay, and?
We almost kissed.
Almost?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, I think we're both a little gun-shy, but I can't stop thinking about him. I don't know.
Well, it sounds to me like you are falling for him.
Right.
Look, if you were worried about getting hurt again, I hate to break the news to you, but that's always going to be a possibility.
That was not a part of your first sales pitch.
Look, all that stuff, it's just buried in the fine print, all right? No risk comes with no reward.
Yeah, Sarah is right. You know what? Stop overthinking your feelings and maybe start learning to trust them instead.
Maybe just one kiss.
Oh, hallelujah.
Terry at his laptop.
You have the proper permits. You had a crew willing to work over the holidays. So explain to me exactly why this library is still standing.
Because it would have been an underhanded move on our part, that's why.
And all it would have done was create ill will and negative press within the community.
Maybe, but that wasn't your decision to make. Now we're looking at a costly legal battle.
Or not.
I actually drew some inspiration from a similar battle that I was having with a mother at my daughter's school around the theme of this year's Christmas spectacular.
She was a hardcore traditionalist, and I wanted
something more progressive. So what?
Terry,
I don't see how any of this.
So we came up with a compromise, and it's the same compromise that I proposed to the Preservation Society.
I beg your pardon?
Penelope,
just do me a favor, okay? And look at the drawings that I've just sent over to you, all right?
Now look, by not demolishing the library, I figured out a way to maintain the building's integrity
by incorporating its main architectural features into a brand new hotel design that combines elements of the past, present, and future. This new plan
will give the city of Woodside a true landmark
that everybody will be proud of.
And they signed off on this?
Pending our approval. And the good news is that by not demolishing the original structure, we'll be able to finish construction 2 months ahead of schedule.
This is a pretty bold move, you know that? You do realize this could have all exploded in your face.
Well, no risk, no gain, right? So, what do you say?
At Carol's house, she serves cookies to kids.
Post-midterm test stress disorder.
Oh, I have the cure for that. Who doesn't like Christmas cookies?
Ooh, yum.
How's the saying go again? Beat a cold, starve a failure.
Mm. You didn't fail any of your midterms.
I know. I just like to set the bar low so I'm never disappointed.
I'm just gonna go over.
Right, 2 weeks to relax. So what are your Christmas plans, anybody?
Actually, I was hoping that you could take me shopping this weekend to find a Christmas gift for my dad.
Ooh.
Okay. He's impossible to shop for, though.
Well, it's my specialty.
Good, because I need all the help I can get. Plus, maybe my dad could take Brian shopping for you.
That's a deal.
Carol grabs her phone.
Oh, Amelia, it's your dad.
No, I already texted him that we're here. That's probably for you.
Oh.
Reads a text.
Well, it says here he's celebrating something. What do you think it could be?
Well, you better go find out.
Terry pours two glasses with champagne.
Champagne? Well, this must be very exciting news.
Yes, well, that little dilemma at work has been solved thanks to you.
To me?
Yes.
Okay. What did I do?
Well, you inspired me to come up with a compromise. So rather than level the library, we are now going to restore the old structure and incorporate it into a major feature of the hotel.
You're kidding.
No.
Congratulations. Wow.
Yeah,
oh, thank
yeah.
You.
No, thank you. I mean that. Here. To many, many tomorrows.
I wouldn't mind a few more todays.
They clink glasses and drink.
I thought about what you said last night.
Yeah.
I want to take the leap of faith. I really do. But you have to be careful with me because I'm going into uncharted territory.
Yeah. You and me both.
They lean across the table and kiss.
We have so much. We have so much to celebrate.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, the kids. The kids and the spectacular is going so well. The show, the library.
I know. And I've got officially a start date in January, which means I can spend so much more time with Emilio over the holidays.
Nothing is going to make her happier, you know that?
Yeah.
Well, how long is construction?
Let's see. Well, it's going to take a little over a year, barring any unexpected surprises that come along.
And then what?
Well, that's the thing. I never know what happens after that. I'm always on the road.
And that's why I've been pushing for this promotion to move to headquarters so
right,
that Amelia and I can finally put down some roots. But, you know.
Where is headquarters?
You know what? It so doesn't matter. Because I am far too valuable on the road for the company. They're never going to give me that promotion. It doesn't really matter.
Not the question I asked.
She stares intently.
San Francisco.
She nods and turns away. Jill arrives at Carol's house. They sit together inside.
Yeah, we both, I guess, decided to go to the next step.
Yeah. You kissed. I'd say that pretty much qualifies as a big step.
Yeah, but it's already gotten complicated.
What?
He might take this promotion. Promotion. It's all the way in California.
And what? Well, you don't know what's going to happen in the future.
I know, but it's looming. I don't like looming things.
Honey, will you stop? You just had your first kiss. My God, just relax and enjoy the moment. Enjoy it. Hey, just trust this, okay? And just follow that thing that's finally started beating inside your chest, okay?
Jill smiles at Carol, and Carol nods. Terry and Brian walk together outside shops.
So we've already ruled out perfume.
Yeah, she's too particular.
Picture frame?
Boring.
Scarf?
Bland.
Gift certificate?
Nothing more than that says we didn't put enough thought into this. Yeah, I told you it wasn't going to be easy.
All right, well, let's just think here a minute. What present from your past made the most impact with your mom?
Truthfully, I think I have to go back to kindergarten when Mrs. Leffert, she got us to make these paper plate snowflakes with spray painted and glued on macaroni.
Really? That was a big hit with her, huh?
Oh, yeah. So if we're going for that type of reaction, we got our work cut out for us.
I see. Well, in that case, we may be going about this all the wrong way.
In a cafe.
Oh, careful. I always burn my mouth.
Yeah,
on
I
that
got
chocolate.
A baby mouth. I need to wait 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, where's the box?
How is it you have a way of making Christmas shopping not only fun but easy?
Oh, honey, it's my dream to be a personal shopper. I look into the minds of the people I love to buy gifts for, and I think, yes, I know what they want.
For me, it's usually the other way around. What do I want?
Really? And you think that's unique? You're a typical teenager.
Yeah. In that case, I should probably search for a giant thank you card to get you for Christmas.
For what?
Well, for the turnaround with my dad. He seems to finally be getting it.
Hi. Sometimes people just need a little nudge in the right direction.
Amelia nods.
I just hope it sticks.
I think it will.
Don't get me wrong, I believe that old habits die hard sometimes, but I suppose people can change, right?
I know they can. At least I believe they can. People can do anything with the proper motivation.
Well, in that case, I have a feeling that this is going to be the best Christmas ever.
I think you're right.
They clink their cups of cocoa and drink.
It's hot. Oh, no.
Night at the school. Inside, Terry juggles.
Right.
It's very good.
Oh, right, I'm very rusty.
Out here. It looks good.
You got it? Right?
Giggins.
You guys excited?
Oh, I mean, of course.
I'm very excited to see what the both of you are going to bring for us tonight.
There are going to be a couple of surprises.
Yeah. I'm just kind of happy we pulled it all together in time.
We'll see.
Principal Higgins, will you please tell your son that he needs to glue the Santa beard on for the show? Well, it itches.
Nelson, you got two options, buddy. I can ground you as your dad or give you detention as your principal.
Well, isn't that double jeopardy? Okay, fine. I'll put on the beard.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Yay.
I got to take this call, guys. I'll be right back.
It's you.
It's me?
Yes, Penelope.
Come here, you. Let me take a look at this.
After Terry walks away, Carol walks to a coat rack and pulls a small gift box from a coat pocket. She smiles, then puts it back in the pocket.
Henry Ballista, the head of the board of directors, is making a stop in Woodside on his way to New York.
Why? What's up?
He heard about that magic act you pulled with the hotel project and he wants to meet you.
The firm is making an announcement about that executive position you've been gunning for the start of January.
January? What? And that's when we're breaking ground on the hotel.
Well, I guess they felt that your talents would be better utilized elsewhere.
He's having dinner tonight with the investors at
Petit Menage. He wants you to come.
Well, I can't come tonight. I mean, my daughter's Christmas pageant starts in 45 minutes. I can't do that.
Just go in, shake hands, and be on your way.
Then you and your daughter can spend the rest of your Christmas holiday planning your
big move to California come the new year.
Penelope, I... All right, tell them I can give them 5 minutes, all right? I'm on my way right now.
Good.
What are you doing?
I have to shake hands with my senior boss.
You're going to work?
No, I can do both, okay? I can be in and out, and I'll be back in time.
You're going to miss Amelia's performance.
No, I'm not going to miss it. I'm going to make it back in time,
She's
promise.
She's first on.
Carol, I don't have a choice.
You always have a choice.
I don't have a choice.
You
I have to
have
do
choice.
This.
Are you really going to do this?
I will be back.
You're going to walk out?
I will be back in time.
Kevin puts on his coat and leaves. Carol turns to Amelia, who cries and walks away. As Carol stares toward the exit, Jill walks behind her.
Where's he running off to?
Carol holds her hands to her head. Jill gives her a hug.
You okay?
No.
Are you gonna be okay? Is he coming back?
No, I don't know if he's coming back. I hope he gets what he wants.
Honey, you can't make that decision for him. He's gotta do what he's gotta do if it's right for him. Gonna be okay either way.
You believe that?
Yeah, I do.
You do.
And we got a show. I love you.
Jill walks Carol to the theater with her arm around her. Night. Terry approaches the maitre d' when he arrives at the restaurant.
Hi, I'm Terry Evans. I'm here to meet with Henry Ballista.
You're the first to arrive. Would you like me to seat you?
Terry looks at his watch.
No, I'm just gonna wait. Thank you.
Terry takes a few steps, then looks down at his coat pocket. He pulls out the small gift box placed there by Carol. He opens the box. He holds up a silver pocket watch with engraving on the back. It reads, "Time is what you make of it, Carol." Terry opens the watch. It reads 7:45. His face becomes serious and he looks around. The school at night. Amelia pokes her head through the curtain and scans the theater. She frowns. Jill adjusts Nelson's beard.
Nelson, a sweetheart, scratching will only make it worse. Plus, you're the first to go on.
Santa, I need you on stage.
Okay. Terry's not back yet, eh?
I don't think we can wait any longer.
Well, you know what they say. The show must go on.
Yeah, I guess it must. You guys wait backstage. I'm gonna go video.
Yeah, of course. We got you covered.
Okay.
Principal Higgins walks from behind the curtains.
Okay. Not part of the show. Merry Christmas to all the parents here tonight, students, and family. Welcome to this year's Brookswood Christmas Spectacular. Let's hear it!
From the audience, Carol looks around, then holds up her cell phone to tape the show.
This year's theme is Christmas past, present, and future. So, without further ado, on with the show.
Higgins walks off stage. The curtains open. Higgins with Jill in the audience. As Carol tapes the show, Terry approaches from behind. Amelia on a bed on stage. She smiles at her father. Carol turns and lowers her phone. Terry waves to Amelia. Amelia smiles broadly.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
A mechanical mouse crosses the stage.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions
just took
ants in their heads. And Mama and her kerchief and I and my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. Well, not on the lawn. There arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Way to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. The tiny old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. As I pulled in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound.
Santa Claus somersaults.
But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Carol and Terry join the audience as they applaud. The bed gets rolled off stage. On stage, a student dressed as Santa Claus walks on stilts, and another student rides a unicycle while she juggles. Students in traditional costumes begin to sing. A student performs with a hula hoop. Two students perform ballet, a young woman in white, and a young man in a toy soldier costume. Amelia and Carol watch from the wings. They turn to Terry, who stands behind them. Amelia rushes to him and they hug.
Oh, you are so amazing, kiddo. I am so proud of you.
Really?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Thanks. I almost thought you weren't going to come.
Well, I wasn't sure there myself for a second, but you know what? I decided I am never going to let that happen again.
You know what? I really believe you.
You better.
He leans in for another hug.
I love you, kiddo. Okay, keep going.
We'll see you later.
The two dancers exit to the wing.
Great job, guys. Great job. Great job.
You saw her.
I did.
That was some clap.
Yes.
Now tell me about your meeting.
We'll get to that, all right?
Avoiding me.
No, there's something more important for us.
What are you telling me?
Follow me. I don't want you to miss your Christmas present.
Terry walks Carol toward the stage, where she sees Brian playing his saxophone.
You convinced him to do that?
Maybe a little.
Carol leans into Terry and they stand side by side. Carol looks up at Terry, and he turns to her. She returns her gaze to Brian. The curtain opens with the entire cast on stage. The audience rises to its feet. The students take a bow. And Carol and Terry in the wings.
Did you get the promotion?
I don't know. I blew it off.
Why would you do that?
Terry pulls out the pocket watch.
I've been so busy chasing my tomorrows that I forgot to live for today.
I thought this was the permanence you wanted for you and Amelia.
I'm hoping we already have.
Carol and Terry share a gentle kiss. Then they share a longer, deeper kiss. Text, 1 year later.
Around here. Okay. Is this looking good?
The porch of a house.
Got that plugged in?
Montgomery Higgins Real Estate, Evans Renovations.
Oh, there it is. There it is. The missing piece.
Carol holds a wreath. She helps Terry put it on the front door of the house.
Oh. There we go. What do you say?
Huh? No, Dad, don't. My God, you guys.
Terry and Carol kiss. Terry, Carol, Amelia, and Brian on the porch,